12 o'clock hour. Good afternoon, Northern Colorado. Welcome into the whole show, powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Joining me in studio, this is how I like to start the show, man.
That's good.
Bring Bodie Hume in here with the UNC Bears, of course. The Bears are 6-6, getting set for Northern New Mexico tonight, man. We appreciate you. I know your schedule's crazy, but even crazier on game day, so I appreciate you stopping by, my friend.
Yeah, no problem. Anything I can do.
Let's talk a little bit. Of course, Bodie's segments, he joins us thanks in part to First Advantage each and every week on this program. Gives us the inside scoop about this fun basketball team. I tell you what, man, I know this sometimes gets overused when you say the score doesn't really tell the story of the game. But you guys against Arizona, top eight team in the country, right there. The entire game, you guys just kept in touch. And I thought maybe something crazy was going to happen. It's one of the best teams in the country, man.
Yeah, you know, we played really well, and we had a great game plan going into it. And ultimately, it just helped us lead to a lot of things going right for us. This is the first time we'd ever run a triangle into defense in a game. And honestly, that's the first time I've ever ran a triangle into defense. So it actually helped us a lot. And it was a lot of fun for us. And Coach Smiley was actually really happy with how well it went.
I mean, it was crazy. And what's the adjustment like doing that, running a defense that you not a lot of you guys are familiar with?
Yeah, no, it's definitely one of those unorthodox defenses, which ultimately makes it a lot of fun. And the coaches haven't been too strict on like, oh, you need to do this, you need to do that. It's more just go out there and play hard and have fun and make some plays, and that's all we can ask you to do, because we're asking you to do some junk defense, basically.
What was that? What, like, the whole experience, and again, changing up your defense, playing this team. This is a team that's going to be doing some big things, I think, throughout the course of the season. You guys toe-to-toe with them. I know you guys go into the game saying, hey, we expect to win every game, but deep down, was there a part of you that's like, man, this is going to be a tough battle. This is going to be a tough one.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think the whole atmosphere just made it known that it was a tough battle. I mean, we have our boosters there that are there to support us and have a fun trip there. And then we have Bill Walton that we get to meet before the game at pregame shoot-around. And he's going to be the announcer of our game. So that's all whole other atmosphere.
Oh, he was going crazy for you
people.
Guys.
That's great. That's great.
I mean, you could hear. Now, of course, I'm going back. I'm listening to our broadcast with Jerry Schimmel. It was an amazing job. But I'm here. I'm wanting to hear what the national guys are saying about you. Walton's going off, man. I mean, that's a cool thing.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And then you get a start like Dalen Kuntz had. And it just leads to everything looking so good. And for us to be in it at the beginning of the game and saying, oh, well, you know, we're right here. Might as well just try to knock him down a few pegs more and
yeah.
Then just kind of go from there, and it just turned out well.
And one of those great teams, that's what they do at the end. You know, they found a way to pull away. But again, 101-76 doesn't tell the full story of this one at all. McHale Center, take us through that. Like, what's that atmosphere like?
Beautiful. I mean, it's so cool, and it's just fun to be a part of. You see all these impressive names up on the rafters and everything, and then as well as just kind of get to see the atmosphere in the crowd. It's just a really cool atmosphere.
Wow, what a special season so far. And again, I know you guys are just beginning. Conference play starts, on the 1st? Is that right?
Yep,
So we're almost there. You got, of course, Northern New Mexico tonight. But so far, such a crazy season. You guys have gone up against some awesome teams throughout the country. And to get those experiences, to be on the road, to be in Arizona, to have some of those boosters there. I mean, what's it been like for you guys so far?
It's been hectic for sure. I mean, no one expected us to have our season go like this. Being 500 and playing as well as we are, but it's also been a really hectic season. We've been very busy. We've been on the road a lot, and it's just good to see that we're still battling through a lot of games, especially when it comes to a team like Arizona.
Yeah, well, no doubt about it. I mean, Arizona, you look at Washington State, Pac-12 team there too. So you guys, do you feel like you've been through the kind of the ringer on this first? You guys have played games, it seems like, every night before jumping into conference play. Does it feel like, okay, we're battle-tested, we're ready to rock and roll once we get into Big Sky?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think we have to approach the conference a whole different way, just because you get to know the teams better, you get to know plays, and you get to know personnel a lot better, so you have a better better help
sure.
For the coaches and doing all that. So it's a different approach, but definitely playing the teams that we played and going through the octagon, like I like to say, is going to get us prepared for the conference for sure.
Again, I look at the Arizona game, I go back, I look at the CSU game, and I say, man, this team was beating CSU 10-0, now 21. This team was right there with Arizona. And obviously, Dalen with the ankle against Washington State. Sounds like we're good there. Probably expect him at some point when we start conference play. that has got to be something that you guys are taking away. I know I've texted Smiley, Coach Smiley, back and forth too, and he's obviously like, man, we're right there in these games. But it's you got to think that this is something that's going to click over in a big way once you get into Big Sky.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I think if you look at the small sample size with Montana and Montana State, the same thing happened. We got big leads. We ended up getting them back, and they became close games. And finally, we learned how to pull those games out. So I think going into conference, we should expect big things and hopefully a lot of wins.
For you, Bodie, obviously you're a guy that we've watched you through your career. I mean, for you to throw up 30 points is nothing. We've seen it before. Do you look at it and say, okay, had one of those games against Arizona where I'm not where I want to be as far as a stat sheet, but where do you look at it? Because I know so many fans of yours are like, Bodie can drop 30 in 5 seconds, man.
Yeah, I think for me this year, definitely after I've talked to coaches a lot, I just really want to focus on winning. For us, we need to win a lot of games this year. We need to win the conference. We need to win the conference tournament. And ultimately, we want to make the March Madness tournament. So going there is honestly the best thing for me, best thing for the team. And then just winning a lot of games is all I try to focus on.
And you can see that in that leadership role of yours, whether you're scoring a lot of points or whether, hey, tonight I'm needed more focus to hone in on that defensive side, as you talked about with that unique style of defense. Sometimes you see that, and sometimes to me, like, that's the greatest attribute a player can have is when they recognize, okay, tonight I need to be focused in on this side of it, and that's going to be kind of what my mission is.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think that's where I got to keep my mindset. Obviously, statistically, I haven't been shooting the ball great, but that comes in time. That just comes with confidence and comes with my players or my teammates giving me the ability to do that. So really all I'm trying to do is give them the ability to score and give them the ability and to win games with me, basically.
What do you do as a shooter? Because, again, you see that some of the greatest shooters of all time go into these kind of modes where, hey, the percentage isn't what they would like. But their coaches always say the same thing. No, you're going to keep firing. You're a true shooter. What's that like mentally for you? What is your coaching staff, Coach Smiley and company, been like as you've kind of gone through those up and downs with the shooting percentage?
No, they've definitely been very supportive. I think if you go back to the Washington State game, I'll be the first one to say I just didn't play very well. I was 1 for 5 or 1 for 6 from three, and we had a film session yesterday. Smiley says, I don't care if you went 1 for 5. That's fine. Just make sure you help us off the ball. Make sure you help us with passes. Make sure you help us rebound, box out, defend, all that stuff too. So
again, it's that process throughout the season that this is what we see in basketball. They're long seasons. So
absolutely,
you're going to have those moments where, okay, maybe the shooting's not clicking for you. It's really rolling for Dalen Kuntz at this point. Dalen's probably going to have one of those games or a stretch where maybe the points aren't coming as easily for him. And then you or Matt Johnson or Kuhr, somebody else has to be able to pick up that scoring. And that's kind of, to me, that's one of the more fun things to watch in a season is kind of not necessarily the downs, but you do kind of see the roller coaster like thing in the season.
Absolutely. And I think we got so much talent that we're a team that's only going to have ups. Even if I'm having a downtime, Dalen or Kuhr or Matt, like you said, is going to have a good time. And honestly, all we can try to do is support them while they're on the ups and ups and ups.
So how much do you guys pay attention to what's going on nationally? You're seeing, obviously, there's some COVID pauses. You're seeing it at the college level. You're seeing it at the pro level. The NHL's going on a stoppage here starting now. And what are you guys talking about that? Or is it like we don't want to talk about that? Because you guys have experienced that, of course, in 2020.
No, yeah. I think we've definitely had conversations about it. I think we don't necessarily want to have the conversations. But I think ultimately, as long as we're healthy, I know we're a group of fully vaccinated guys, so that helps us a lot when it comes to actually getting COVID positives and such. But honestly, with how it's going and the huge outbreaks that are starting to happen again, we kind of halfway expect to start testing or start taking extra precautions, and we're prepared for that. That hasn't really been the issue for us. It's more just making sure that we're guaranteed games and not have to worry about sitting out like that.
I know, and that's the tough part because we saw that in 2020 where, and of course, the early 2021, I mean, day of, you could get news that you're not having a game. And I mean, I was thinking about this with students, too. They could be at school and get out at 3 o'clock, and they might not be back for 2 weeks or who knows. So it's got to be such a weird thing mentally to know, hey, at any moment, we could get a call that one of the teams we're facing, maybe they're having some issues, or they had contact tracing with another team. That could happen eventually.
Yep, no, exactly. I think last year, actually, we were going to NAU. We got stuck at the airport for like 3 or 4 hours. We were just lucky our flight got delayed because right when we're about to board, we get a call saying, oh, no, I don't think you should come down here. We have a COVID positive or we have a problem right now. And it was like, well, Luckily, that was a false case, and we ended up getting to go down there and play a game. So it was nice to have be able to play a game, because all we try to do is just play games. That's all we're here for.
I go back to a couple of years ago when obviously this first hit. You guys are preparing, getting ready for Big Sky Conference play. You guys felt like, I mean, that was a great team. That was an excellent basketball team. How does this group stack up with that group from a couple of seasons ago?
Oh, I think we are in a lot better headspace, a lot better mental and physical spot. From not only having more talent, but also having guys that really want to be together and really want to work together. And I mean, the support, because I'll be the first one to say I haven't been shooting well, and the support that I've gotten from not only Matt and Coor and Dalen, but also like Zach Block and Connor Creech and kids that don't necessarily play a whole lot of minutes, Bryce Kennedy, they've been really helping me and supporting me, which is all I could ask for. So we're a really supportive team.
I know you are all like that, and that's what's so special about this group. So many things special about this group, but you get excited for your other guys too. I mean, Dalen Kuntz, that Arizona game. I mean, man. Like we said, we're getting national talk about not just the bad beats. By the way, UNC's getting national talk outside of that. I thought Dalen was going to bring the rim down with that dunk he had.
Yeah, no, he. It's just something special to watch, like what he can do with the ball and what he can do with the rim, and just finishing, and his finishing ability is just unreal and unmatched. And for him to be able to just stretch people out and shoot a lot better from the 3-point line this year has just been great to see. And he's been on a roll all year. I mean, he's leading the Big Sky in scoring, and ultimately he's helped us win a lot of games already. So it's just exciting to see what's going to happen in conference.
Yeah, good guy too. All right, so the conference play, we're getting into it. Northern New Mexico, we got that tonight, and then you guys jump over Southern Utah on New Year's Day. What are the holidays like for you? I always, you know, it's always crazy. You got Christmas coming up on Saturday. What is that like? How much time do you get to chill out and be away from the game, or are you away from the game for very long?
So for me mostly, and for all of these guys, I can attest to all. And then we usually get a workout in with some family friend or a trainer when we go home. We get 4 days this year, 5 days, I think, which honestly I'm excited about, because I've been here and we've had 72 hours. We've had a day and a half. We've had 3 days. Like we've had a lot of time where Christmas is just kind of non-existent for us. So to have 5 days off this year is definitely nice, especially with the amount of guys that we play and the amount of minutes that we've been playing. It'll be nice to have just a small break. But still have the opportunity to work out. I know I already texted my buddies, hey, can we get in the gym? What's up there? I hear people in the phone in the locker room, hey, oh, don't worry, I'll be in the gym as soon as I get back. So we got a bunch of guys that want to be in the gym. It's just a matter of just getting a little rest from games, I guess you could say.
Kind of a mental thing, too,
exactly.
Maybe to get away. All right, so tell us, looking at this team, you're 6-7 right now, 2-0 in conference play. What have you been like, maybe pleasantly surprised about this team as far as some of the things that are going on that you like what you're seeing? And then maybe what's the big thing that you guys really need to work on as you approach Big Sky Conference play?
I think first, the thing that we still need to work on is finishing games. We've struggled with that throughout the year, and just having the right mindset throughout the whole game. What I've been very impressed about is, especially at the start, when we've taken big leads at the start of the season and we started losing those leads, we almost all got scared and started playing to not lose, Coach Smiley likes to say. And that at that CSU game and right before the CSU game, I saw a switch flip in a lot of these guys, and it's like, no, like we're playing to win.
Yeah.
And we're just not quite getting there yet. So that's exciting to see that we're playing to win and not playing not to lose, as Smiley likes to put it.
That mentality, is it has to be strong in there, right? Because in basketball, I mean, as a fan, you can just feel the momentum shift. You can feel that when you guys are up big and another team's making a comeback. This is basketball. That happens. What do you guys talk about as far, you know, coach calls a timeout, whatever. How do you stop those runs, obviously, in those comeback modes?
Coach Smiley usually draws up a really good play in a timeout like or something like that, or discusses what we want to do. From a player standpoint, we say just one stop. We just start with one stop and we go from there. You get a stop, maybe you get a score. If you don't, you get another stop. You just focus on getting one stop at a time, and usually things go well.
I'm so excited for you guys. Like I said, you guys have, I feel, been battle tested. You have had so many games against major opponents that they're all, I mean, a lot of these opponents you guys have, they're dancing. I mean, you got a lot of teams that are going to be dancing and maybe make some noise in these tournaments. You look at Texas, you look at CSU, you look at Arizona. These are teams that are going to be in the thick of things when it comes to March Madness. And all three of those games I just listed, there were moments there where I went, maybe this Bears team's going to pull this thing off. That's got to be something really special for you.
Oh, yeah. It's super exciting for us. I mean, like I said, and everyone knows at this point that we're a really good basketball team. Really, it's just making sure that we stay connected and together, and we'll do really well this year.
I think it's going to be exciting. I'm ready for the conference play. I'm ready to rock and roll, man. We've got the game on KFKA tonight. Excited for that one. Northern New Mexico. Tell us, you know, obviously in your film study, your study of this opponent, give our listeners kind of some insight. What to expect from this team?
No, I think these guys are really good. They have some really good players that could give us some issues in a while. We're really focused on the defensive end and just trying to stop them. And like I said, and then they're more of a Hawaii Hilo team, so
interesting.
And it's going to be a lot of fun. They're really fast. They're a lot of fun to play against. I bet it's going to be a really good game.
Well, and having that experience that you just mentioned probably is something that you can really use to carry over. Is like, hey, you know, you have to be able to, no matter who that opponent is, it Arizona's or the Northern New Mexico's, the same mentality's got to, it's got to be the same way through.
Absolutely, and I think the guys are actually have a really good mentality going into this game, especially after a rough road trip.
Are you going to drop 100 tonight, you personally, Bodie?
No, I'm not going to guarantee any of that. I'm just going to play.
Bodie, we love it, man. We do think First Advantage. I know they're big supporters of UNC. Jeff Kincaid, Matt Kincaid, these guys have been diehard Bears basketball fans for years. They've followed your entire career, so they absolutely love the fact that we can put this segment together. And you, of course, your time is valuable, man. So for our listeners to be able to listen to you talk hoops with us, even for a few minutes, it's absolutely valuable.
No, it's so much fun being here, and seriously, I appreciate them. I actually got to talk to them at the Arizona game, so they're really cool and really good group of people.
Yeah, no doubt about it, man. Well, hey, from us, good luck tonight. Good luck as we approach Big Sky Conference play. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year,
yes,
man.
You
got your four
Christmas.
Or 5 days. I'm going to take a few days off.
There you go.
I don't have the demanding schedule that you do.
That's, you know.
Enjoy the 4 or 5 days. Get those workouts in. Let me know. I'll go on a jog with you.
All right, perfect.
I'll just jog over to Sterling or
there
something.
There you go.
And just have a good one, okay?
Yep. All right, we'll do.
All right, man. Bodie Hume, they got a good one tonight going up against Northern New Mexico. See if they can get back to that 500 record. They are undefeated, more importantly, in the Big Sky Conference, and we'll be fun following that game along, too. And I have tickets to give away throughout the show today, so keep it right here on the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. We'll take a short break. You're listening to Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK.
Want sports from the coach? Tune in to Clark and the Coach, weekdays at 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK.
This is your UNC Bears head men's basketball coach, Steve Smiley, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA. Go Bears.
Minutes after the hour. The whole show powered by PDC Energy. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Thanks to Bodie Hume for joining us. The UNC Bears getting set to go tonight against Northern New Mexico. I got a four-pack of tickets to give away. This game is at 6 o'clock at Bank of Colorado Arena. Let's give them away right now. Four-pack. Caller number 3 on the First Advantage hotline, 970-353-1310. Get out and support a hell of a basketball program. And I got free tickets for you right here. Caller number 3 on the First Advantage hotline, 970-353-1310. You're going to get a four-pack of tickets to go see the UNC Bears take on Northern New Mexico tonight. Can they get back to 500 before starting up with Big Sky Conference play on New Year's Day? First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Our power to play sports poll question of the day: are you excited to see Drew Lock start for the Denver Broncos on Sunday against the Raiders? Go to thewholeshow.com to vote. And judging by the comments, guessing not a lot of people are pumped for this. Tim Blanford says nope. Brian, Drew Lock, the Taylor Martinez of the NFL, just good enough to get you beat. Thomas, I'm excited for the season to end and get rid of this coaching staff. Toby says yes. Ivan, he can't read D's or handle pressure, so no. Jay, yes, one less game closer to see who will be our new coach and quarterback. Now that's exciting. Doug says yes. Preston says no. And Alex says no. Go vote at thewholeshow.com. Let's see how we're feeling. I mean, you're excited to see the Broncos, no matter what, Michael. So you should be extremely excited for Drew Lock this Sunday.
I am extremely excited to see the Broncos no matter what, yes.
But you're excited for the starting quarterback?
I mean, I'm excited to see any quarterback start.
There it is.
Even if he did play wide receiver at one point. Talking about last year when we got screwed over by the NFL.
So the answer is yes. You are excited to see Drew Lock start.
Yes, I'm also excited to see Teddy start.
He's not starting this week.
I know, not this week.
So he won't. So you shouldn't be too excited for him to start.
I'll be excited for him to start against the Chargers.
I don't know. I honestly don't know if the Broncos shut him down because you've had two concussions this year. The Broncos might. I mean, they might consider that. Teddy might consider that.
Actually, I'm thinking the Broncos probably, and I could be very wrong. The Broncos probably will have Drew start against the Chargers.
Okay.
Especially
so we're going to do this.
Drew, this is my prediction when Drew throws for a lot of yards and touchdowns.
There you go.
But that's just my homer
prediction.
There
you go. You believe in Drew Lock. Good for
you,
man.
I believe in all the Broncos quarterbacks.
Welcome to the dark side. Apparently nobody, 57% of the hooligans say no, they are not excited to see Drew Lock play, to see him start for the Broncos. And let me just say, I am so pumped up. I am so happy about this. I'm ready for Drew Lock.
Get out of my dreams.
Oh, yeah. Let's go, Drew Lock. I am ready. It's about damn time. I am so tired of seeing paint dry every single Sunday. Teddy Bridgewater needs 20. I'm going to throw you 5. Can you do with that? What can you do with that, Sutton? Tim Patrick, I'm going to hit you on that comeback route. We'll see what happens. It is boring. He doesn't give Tim Patrick or Cortland Sutton chances to do anything, and you just paid them big-time money, and you have Teddy Bridgewater, who just kind of walks back to the huddle. He looked like he needed a nap, man. And I hated to see him injured, obviously. You don't want to see anybody get hurt. Even your least favorite player, you never want to see that. It's awful. I get that. But that does not change the fact that Teddy Bridgewater was not providing an exciting brand of football for this team. And some people are saying, well, it was winning football. They've won 7 games. They are 7-7. They are 12th now in the AFC. The offense does really nothing, hasn't done much of anything, save for running the ball. When Pat Shurmur can run the ball, they do well, but he doesn't want to commit to that. Javonte Williams had 3 carries, I think, before like the 5-minute mark in the second half. Pat Shurmur's awful. Vic Fangio's amazing at defense, and that's it. Go with Drew Lock, at least put the ball in play, and see what happens.
So have you opened the book back up on Drew Lock?
Yes. Yes. I have opened the book back because I'm going to tell you this right now. I know he made the wrong read. I understand that. I'm not saying he did. You know my thoughts on that. Stupid play call. Pat Shurmur awful on this play call. But I feel like Drew Lock, and correct me if I'm wrong, before the read option play, was Drew Lock playing well? He was. He was making the throws. He was getting the. He threw it up to Tim Patrick. Was that the best throw in the world? No. Sometimes you have to throw it up in single coverage and let your players play. Let your wide receivers be wide receivers. That's what we see. Aaron Rodgers throws it up sometimes. That's what you have to do. Teddy's not willing or able or asked to do those things. That is what you want with Drew Lock. He was doing those things before the read option. Why Pat Shurmur called the play option or read option there? No idea. It was not the right read. I get it. But I think before that, he was the better quarterback. He was playing better than Teddy Bridgewater. Here is Drew Lock on the read option play. Do we have that?
Tim Patrick, the big body receiver down here. The fake. Lock.
Nope. Let's hear Drew Lock's reaction. I wanted to hear Drew Lock, Vic Fangio, talking about that read option.
It starts with Vic Fangio.
Oh, Fangio. Okay, here's Vic Fangio on Drew Lock on that terrible play that has us all up in arms.
You know, for a guy that doesn't get hardly any reps in practice during the week, you know, I thought he did good early. Okay, obviously the fumble is no good. You know, we have the ball inside the 10, and all of a sudden it's their ball. So the turnovers are huge, and that was a bad play there.
I think I'm going to look at this film, and there's going to be a couple plays I want back, like there is in every single football game. But I think we also did some good things when we were out there. My number one thing is just got to be taking care of the football. You know, put the ball on the ground twice and way too many for me personally. Got to play a little better. Got to hold on to the ball. Like I said, did some good things. But, you know, you want to be perfect when you're out there. And I definitely wasn't that tonight.
So first off, we have Vic Fangio. And I want to say this. Vic Fangio, I feel like throughout the course of the season, throughout the quarterback competition, he has not been a big-time promoter of Drew Lock. He's just not been. That's the way it is. For him to kind of come out and say that, though, is intriguing to me. Hey, for a guy that doesn't get many reps throughout the season, yada, 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 I thought he played pretty well. And that's the story of this, folks. He did play well. It's all getting lost in the read option. Should the Broncos ever run a read option play with him or Teddy Bridgewater? No. That's not the kind of quarterbacks that they are. Run the ball straight up. See what you have. If you get it, great. If you don't, it's third and goal. Throw the ball. You do not need to get cute. But I am excited to see this game on Sunday because what I saw from Drew Lock was a guy throwing the ball down the field. Teddy's not going to do that. We know what we got. Now, when you ask, am I opening the book, do I think Drew Lock's going to be the quarterback next year? He's going to have to be perfect for three games. Literally perfect. Meaning he's like 90%. I don't see any way that he's going to be back next year. Now, if you win out, now let's say the Broncos destroy the Raiders and Drew Lock has one of those games. Are you starting Drew or are you starting Teddy against the Chargers on the road?
Think you have to start Drew.
You got to go with the hot hand that's moving the ball if they can move the ball. And then that means you're starting them against Kansas City. Let's say they win three games and then everything falls into place for them. They could still get in. Yeah. Pillow fight day. 4% chance of the Broncos getting the playoffs. Okay. We should be in 100% evaluation mode. All players under contract should be removed from the lineup. Players with expiring contracts that you need to make a decision on should play. Any players who will not be returning, who cares? I still... Don't you want to see... Is there any part of you hooligans out there that have anything as far as... I want to see if Drew Lock can do this. Because he hasn't started a game all year. He's been thrown into the Wolves. Like all backup quarterbacks do. I get that. Some succeed, some don't. I do think Pat Shurmur calls a completely different game than he does with Teddy Bridgewater, and I think that's silly. I think you put in an installment in your offense, and you should just stay with that. They're not that different. It's not Kyle Orton versus Tim Tebow. That's not that different. They're close enough where you just go with the game plan. And for the love of everything, let's stop with the jet sweeps, the fake jet sweeps. It's not fooling anybody unless you actually do it. Brady, I only get... Let's see. Play Rippin. See what he's got. Rippin's not the... I like Brett Rippin. Boise State product. That's cool. But Brett Rippin's not going to start. They're not going to go that route. Is Drew Lock... Is there any part of this Broncos organization that's playing Drew Lock and going to evaluate him for perhaps next year? Doesn't feel like it, right? Because if he was the guy, they would have went with it this year. Teddy Bridgewater was supposed to be a stopgap. Pillow Fight Dan says, Drew is the perfect example. You have to make a decision on him. He should play. So in your mind, Drew Lock still has a chance of being the quarterback for the Broncos next year? Because if you want to make a decision on him, because he's still under contract, so you could easily make him a backup quarterback next year, if you want to go that route. Or are these three games a new audition for him? See what I think it should be that way. Unfortunately, the Broncos have not really viewed this situation that way. I'll be very curious to see how they do this process. If I want Drew to, obviously we want the Broncos to win, right? I mean, the playoffs are not 100% out of question just yet. I mean, you're looking at the situation, and you're going to need a lot of help. You're going to need a lot of teams to lose, no question about it. But if Drew Lock can win this game against the Raiders, it gives you an 8-7 record. You are still kind of in this thing. They're right above the eliminated Jets at 7-7. It's crazy, though. The Browns losing to the Raiders yesterday, they're 7-7. The Dolphins are 7-7. The Raiders are now 7-7. Steelers are 7-7. You're going to have a lot of 7-7 teams. You just need all these teams to lose. You need Bills to lose. You need the Chargers to lose. You need the Ravens to lose. They all have the Ravens and the Steelers have the tiebreaker over you. The Chargers, the Broncos have the tiebreaker over. So you're rooting for a loss there. Pittsburgh, Baltimore, and the Vegas Raiders right now have the tiebreaker. But you go and beat them this week, you climb up another spot. Chances of all these teams losing, the Denver needs to lose. Okay, that's you know, the Bills, the Ravens, the Steelers, the Dolphins, the Browns. Browns have the tiebreaker over Denver, too. So, you need a lot of losses, for sure. But first things first, you got to beat the Las Vegas Raiders on Sunday. Pillow Fight Dan says, sure, about my question. So you think he's got a good shot at, well, he's got a shot, perhaps? This head coach and OC don't believe in him. The decision is George Payton's, though. Vic and Pat won't be back. I don't know. I'm not so sure. Pat won't be. But Zach Stevens yesterday saying that he's getting all this indication that Vic Fangio could be back, assuming they don't have an absolutely embarrassing stretch here. 40 minutes after the hour, we got to take a quick break. A lot to get to. I got some Nuggets talk coming up in the second hour. I'm excited to see what this team does with this portion of the schedule coming up. They have some easier games. Can they put some distance between themselves and that 500 record? That's what we'll talk about next. First, let's get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
This is Adam Matas with DNVR, the DNVR Bar, and the DNVR Nuggets podcast, and you're listening to The Whole Show with Brady Hull.
Welcome back. Got a shout-out to the GOAT. The GOAT. They truly are the greatest of all time when it comes to a sports bar in northern Colorado. We've got one. We've got a great one in Greeley. A locally owned sports bar. They're located near Center Place. If you guys haven't been, you got to check them out. Seriously. We got the UNC Coaches Show tomorrow night, so be sure to pop by. I'm going to be out there about 4:30, an hour or so before the Coaches Show. It's a high-energy bar. They got tons of TVs. And 36 of them. 36 HD TVs to watch your favorite teams play. You go to certain sports bars, and like half the staff doesn't even know what the hell you're talking about. Hey, can we watch the Nuggets game? Then they act irritated and annoyed that you're even asking. The staff at the GOAT, they know their stuff. Like, they go through that and say, hey, today it's Tuesday. All right, here's the games we got to be thinking about locally. There's NFL football on a Tuesday. That's the GOAT. And by the way, the Wisconsin cheese curds are ridiculous. I had the chicken sandwich there the other day. That was delicious. Fries are phenomenal. I mean, the GOAT just gets it right. Tell them we sent you here from the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Harrison Wynn tweeted this out yesterday. Nuggets are fifth in the West. Fifth right now. They have one of the easiest remaining schedules in the league. They have only they've only played 13 of their 29 games at home. So they have got a lot of home games coming up, and they've got an easier schedule in front of them. At OKC tonight, home against Charlotte, which, by the way, I have a pair of tickets for that game. So what I need is a first and last name from you, Michael, and I need their email address because we send it through Ticketmaster, so you have to get the email address. Going up against Charlotte on Thursday, 7 o'clock game. Perfect, right? You're going to take some time off for Christmas Eve, whatever. Maybe the 23rd is your last day at work for a while. Who knows? Or whatever. Doesn't matter to me. I got to go caller number 4. Let's go caller number 4 on the First Advantage hotline. You're going to get a pair of tickets to go see the Nuggets take on the Hornets on Thursday, 7 o'clock. Caller 4, 970-353-1310. That's 970-353-1310. 47 minutes after the hour, more Nuggets talk. Let's look at that schedule. Who's going to step up for this team and help out Nikola Jokic so they can make a run? 15-14. It'd be really nice if they could start to put some distance between them and that 500 record. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. We'll be right back.
Unwind with a good afternoon guy, Brian Gary. Weekdays at 3 p.m. on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Harrison Wynn with DNVR Nuggets. You're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
If you smell what the Rock is cooking.
That's how Drew Locke's going to walk out onto the field on Sunday in Las Vegas. Perhaps he's going to have the performance of a lifetime.
Hopefully he'll walk out to better music.
There you go. Eastside Chris, so you want Locke to look good. Is he here next year? Boy, that's tough. I mean, the scenario that puts Drew Locke on this team next year, the only scenario is they win out and he does. I mean, he's like a 325-yard guy, a couple touchdowns per game.
No horrible mistakes.
No interceptions. No bad mistakes. No fumbles. I mean, he's got to play clean football because they should be ready right now to close the book on both quarterbacks. Be done with it. Teddy Bridgewater, I'm sorry. I know you guys love him. There's a lot of hooligans out there that love him. He's not a good quarterback. You are wasting your time. You know what you have. I said this at the beginning of the season. You should have started Drew Locke. And if he crumbled, you put Teddy in as the backup. That should have been the plan. But instead, they did the reverse. They say it's 50-50. And I'm sorry, if I get a quarterback competition between two guys and it's 50-50, as Vic Fangio said, I'm going with the guy that is like, how old's Drew Locke? 25? I'm going with him. 24? I look at that situation and I say the young guy that hasn't really played that much in this league might have more unknowns, and maybe a good thing, maybe in a good way, than a guy in Teddy Bridgewater that's been in the league for almost a decade. He's been hurt a lot. Okay, I get that. But overall, has been kind of an average quarterback. That should have been the plan to begin with. But just don't change your game plan, Pat Shurmur. You still run the ball. I said this at the beginning of the season. The Broncos will be successful if they run the ball consistently well and they play great defense. That doesn't change whether it's Drew Locke or Teddy Bridgewater or Brett Rippon. That shouldn't change. Your philosophy of football should not change. That's Pat Shurmur's mistakes. Those are his mistakes. He calls a different game for Drew Locke than he does Teddy Bridgewater. I saw in the preseason. I'm not trying to make excuses, but they're obvious. These are obvious things to me. That every game I watch, I do feel like when Drew does come in, we're suddenly calling a different game than what we're doing for Teddy Bridgewater. I feel like you should be more conservative with Drew. I still think you throw the ball down the field, but why try read options? I mean, hell, when we saw Drew Locke come in the first time, was that the weekend before the Browns game when Teddy gets hurt? I mean, like your first couple of plays in a row or passes, why not ease him into it a little bit? Run the ball. So I feel like they call a different game when it comes to Drew Locke versus Teddy Bridgewater. As far as is he here next year? He's under contract. Used to want him as a backup. Our boy Zach Stevens yesterday saying, hey, chances are Vic Fangio might be back and maybe Teddy's back. But you're not paying Teddy Bridgewater $20-plus million to be a backup, are you? We're not doing this again. There's no way you can do this again. I'm telling you guys, it's paint drying. Is that what you want? You want to watch paint dry all year next year again? You want to watch a defense get frustrated that their offense can't move the ball down the field again? You don't want this. It's time to turn the page, and probably Andrew Luck, too, yes. But as far as, is he here next year under contract? Do you move on because he's not going to be your guy? There's no chance? I don't think he's here. But the scenario for him to be a Bronco next year is 3-0, is a couple of touchdowns per game. He's throwing it down the field. That's the scenario. That's it. That's the only way for Drew Lock. Is he going to get it done? That task starts next week or on Sunday against the Las Vegas Raiders. All right, second hour coming up. We're going to talk to Chris Dempsey of Altitude TV, Mike Brohard from CSURamps.com. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.